This is Dr. Mejia Diten for the patient. Antonia Guerrios Montalban, medical records 152161, date of birth 9/16/1965. Referring physician, Dr. Carmen Echavarria. Procedure performed colonoscopy and EGD, secondary procedure biopsies. Date of the procedure October 21, 2022. Indications, fecal occupational test positive. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, polyp in the fundus and body of the stomach. Number 2, mild gastritis. Number 3, internal hemorrhage. Number 4, 2 colon polyps removed. Pure paragraph, tefal insertion. Second portion of the duodenum for the EGD. Second for the colonoscopy. Complications done immediately. Medication as per monitoring anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 7 minutes. Preparation was good. Pure paragraph, open procedures per double template. Pure paragraph findings. Otopharynx appear normal. Pure paragraph, esophagus appear normal. Pure paragraph, stomach. There's mild diffuse erythema and thrombin body. Biopsy taken at H. pylori. Pure paragraph, there's at a minute to pull up in the body and fundus of the stomach. Biopsy is taken. Pure paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum. Sorry, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Pure paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum internal hemorrhage by 1 period. In the sigmoid colon, there's a diminutive pulse about 2 millimeters. Pelco biopsy polypectomy performed. Pure paragraph. The rest of the sigmoid descending colon appear normal. Pure paragraph. Seminal flexure appear normal. Pure paragraph. Transverse colon hepatic flexure appear normal. Pure paragraph. Face ascending colon appear normal. Pure paragraph. In the cecum, there's a diminutive pulse about 2 millimeters. Pelco biopsy polypectomy performed. Pure paragraph. Otherwise, cecum appear normal. Pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, phlebopathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. 3, fiber supplementation. Number 1, monitor clinical. In summary, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy. 5.